System. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, you hear it. This is the NXT Podcast Show. Welcome to the show today. As we're listening to the theme song of the Undisputed Era, thank you so much for allowing us to use that here. And we are with you, episode number one. I'm so excited for this opportunity. Just for the opportunity to be back here with you is fantastic. And we're going to talk a lot of NXT, obviously, on this show. I mean, this is NXT, the podcast, which you can follow us on the Twitter, if you're on Twitter, of course. And that is I'm going to get this down eventually. You can follow us on Twitter at NXT this, all one word, at NXT this. And we're talking all things NXT, and you can listen to this show pretty much anywhere that shows are available. Right now, we're a little bit low stream, but the good news is that we are basically the debut edition here, and we're really going to be doing some cool stuff. A lot of news for NXT this week, but I want to talk about the big one. The big one, that NXT is moving to the USA Network next month in September. Triple H was interviewed and asked what it meant for NXT. Not only is it moving to the USA Network, but it is also going to now be a two-hour program. Great move, in my opinion. Now, I know there are some reports out there that NXT was supposed to move to FS1 because of the impending move to Fox for SmackDown Live, but it looks as though that is no longer happening. It looks as though that the USA Network is going to take NXT to another level. And here is my number one hope for this. And don't get me wrong, I have nothing against Vince McMahon, but Vince should not have any part of this show. Now, I get it. It's on the USA Network. It's, you know, Raw kind of runs the USA Network right at this point. And Vince is a great innovator in this business. But Triple H has taken this product and just done so many incredible things with it that I really don't believe that there should be any way that Triple H doesn't continue to do what he's done with it. And I think that that will happen. I know there's some talk that Vince McMahon wants to kind of put his hand in it a little bit. If he wants to, I'd say okay. But they cannot get away from what has made them successful to this point. You know, you're coming off of a NXT takeover that was just spectacular. I mean, it really was. If you listen to anybody who's seen the show, and if you haven't, you should go on the WWE Network and check that out, because it really was a great show. To me, I think that this takeover proved not only to the WWE, but to USA Network, that they can compete at a high level. And I believe they will. I believe they'll compete at a level that we have yet to see. I believe they're going to compete at a level that even they have not seen yet. And there's a lot of people out there who aren't happy with the possibility of Vince McMahon running the show. And to them, I say, give it an opportunity. Give it an opportunity to work. Give it an opportunity to be good before we just start, you know, throwing out things like, oh, well, you know, just throwing out negativity, because that's not what we need here. We don't need that. We don't need the negativity of, well, NXT is going to suck because Vince McMahon has his hand in it. Well, that's not necessarily accurate. Given an opportunity first. Let's see the product that they decide to go with. And to me, you have to stick with what works. And what works is NXT. You can't get away from what has gotten you to this point. So, that's my little spiel on that. I am very excited, first of all, that NXT is moving to 2 hours. I'm excited that they're staying on Wednesdays because now they're going to be, and you could say what you want about this statement, but they are going to be in direct competition, if you will, to AEW, which was probably planned. Let's just be real. It was planned, okay? But at the same time, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. NXT has been on Wednesdays for quite some time, and so wouldn't surprise me if they just said, hey, let's just keep it the same day. Because there's really no reason to change it. So that's definitely something great. So we will see the success of NXT, and we're going to talk about that more and more until the lead-in of the show, which is next month, and we're just really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be fantastic. So, that being said, let's talk a little bit about NXT last night. NXT was on, and we obviously have retaining the NXT championship. Adam Cole came out and you know, really talked about how he just made history and how it was incredible, but really, the rest of the Undisputed Era, it did not go anything like what I thought it was going to go. I really believed that at the end of the night, we would see all four of the championships staying in the Undisputed Era's camp. And none of that happened, except for Adam Cole. So, Roderick Strong was complaining that he was not pinned in the NXT North American Triple Threat match, and Velveteen Dream was ducking him. And then Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish were victims of what was an illegal pinfall that cost him the match against the Street Profits. So those, obviously those matches are going to take place. We did learn about a match that's going to take place here in about 2 weeks on September 4th. That is going to be Jordan Miles, who was the winner of the breakout tournament. And he challenged Adam Cole for a shot at the NXT Championship. And that is going to be happening on the WWE Network. Actually, that's going to be happening, again, September 4th. And then next week, which has already happened, obviously, and we know who the winner is. But next week, the Street Profits are going to defend their titles against Fish and O'Reilly. And if you, you know, I'm not going to spoil anything because I don't want to do that because I think it's cool to look at that stuff. But the internet's already spoiled in any way. We have new tag team champions. Okay, I spoiled it. There you go. So, interesting match. Jordan Miles is he looks really good. I mean, he's, you know, he's 5'9", weighs 200 pounds. Really looked good in the tournament, in the breakout tournament. So I think that could be an interesting match. I don't see him winning the NXT championship. I don't think he's an NXT champion. But hey, give the kid a shot. I think it's worth it. So we'll see how that turns out. Next up on the show, we had Damian Priest versus Mansoor. I don't know. interesting name, but okay. Really, this was a hard fought match. If you go back and watch it, I mean, they really stood toe to toe against each other. But it looks like Damian Priest is kind of their next guy they're trying to really put up in NXT, and that's something pretty cool that I think we can look at. So, again. The Razor's Edge was the finish. That looked really good also. And so Damian Priest obviously is your winner of that match. And but give it to Mansoor. I can't even say that without laughing. But hey, give it to him. He fought hard in the match and you know, I think Damian is a guy who they're really pushing. And so he may be in the title picture here, not too far off. So we'll see what happens. Mia Yim defeated Vanessa Bourne right after that. And something interesting happened at the end of the match. Yim obviously found herself being named the victor of the match. We said that. But after the match is what the interesting part was. Shayna Baszler came out to ringside and actually complimented Yim on her toughness that she displayed at TakeOver Toronto. And then she did something that was very interesting. She actually asked Mia Yim to join her and the Four Horsewomen, which is Jessie Min Duke and Marina Schaefer, obviously. And I think that would be a very interesting group. You know, you have an Undisputed Era group that you know, was Fish, O'Reilly, and Strong. Fish, O'Reilly, and yeah. Those three guys started it. Roderick Strong came in later. Jeez, I'm struggling today. But again, and then you added Roderick Strong to the group, and now these four guys are really kind of running the show. I mean, if you think about it. So Mia Yim said, obviously, no. And, you know, obviously the beatdown was on after that. And it really only ended once the refs came in and broke everything up. But still, I find that very interesting. Very interesting. And why I think so is because if you go on WWE.com, there was a little bit of a altercation between Mia Yim and William Regal. And William Regal just didn't care that she got jumped. And so I think that they might be setting something up. And that would be okay with me. Because, again, you look at groups, and we have a great group in Undisputed Era. And the Four Horsewomen, you know, mantra right now, granted it's only like the Three Horsewomen, because Ronda Rousey is not actively involved, which I'm really hoping that by next year they will be involved somehow. Maybe not, you know, this WrestleMania, but maybe the next one. But I really think that there would be some interest there. And I think that might push Mia Yim to, you know, be in a faction that would do her good. I really believe that. And I think it would be very interesting. So let's keep our eyes on that and see what happens. All right, so next up, it was announced that Djokovic is back after undergoing knee surgery in May. He came back, and he's going to have a rematch with Keith Lee. Now, if you remember, Keith Lee and Djokovic had a great match back in February. And unfortunately, it ended in a double countout. But the fans really, the fans were really into it. I went back and watched it today, actually this morning before I recorded the show. And it was a really, really good match. So they ended in a double countout. It was supposed to be like a rematch they were going to build toward. And then Djokovic obviously got a leg injury. So, you know, that didn't happen. But now, after 6 months, we're going to see the rematch. And I think it's going to be great. They're going to go head-to-head next week. And I think that match could be really good again. And I think you could potentially have two really good feuds going on. Or two really good matches back-to-back, obviously with the six-month draw in between. But I think you could really do some good with this match. I think you could build up both of these guys, and it would obviously go really well. So definitely something to keep an eye on, and we'll talk about that next week, obviously, after that match takes place. All right, next up was Shane Thorne, and he defeated Bronson Reed. Bronson Reed came out and declared himself NXT resident thick boy, B-O-I, not B-O-Y, for all you gangsters listening, which all of you are gangsters, by the way. Obviously Shane Thorne came out and just shut him down, basically. Really was it was a pretty good match. Thorne pinned Reed, and so there you go. I mean, it was a good match. There was some good moves all throughout, and definitely some cool stuff in there. And we ended the show with Velveteen Dream, the NXT, still the NXT North American champion. And he came out on this really cool purple couch. Velveteen Dream is so awesome. If you don't think so, I don't. I used to hear this statement all the time. If you don't like guys on purple couches who are flamboyant, I don't think wrestling's for you. And I would agree. I think this was awesome. This whole thing was great. And so he came out and talked about Roderick Strong and said that no matter what happens, he's always the guy on top. And so then he said something interesting at the end. He said, Strong, the spotlight is on you now. And if you want a one-on-one match with the Dream, you better act fast and give Dream an experience like I've never seen before. And obviously, you know, the rematch is going to happen. If I had to guess, now they have not announced this officially as of now, but if I had to guess, I would say that this match is going to be part of the NXT live special that's going to be on USA, the very first episode on USA. I think this would be a great match to save that for, because I think you could really build it up over the next several weeks. But not just that, you could also really build some steam going into your first two-hour show, which again, I think is just going to be awesome to see NXT. If it's the NXT product that we have right now, it's going to go well. If it's the NXT product that we think it's going to turn into potentially, then I would, I don't know. I'm a little nervous, but I'm a little happy. So I'm right in between. And I'm sorry, that actually wasn't the last thing on the show last night. But I have to say, I think this match could really happen at that first live show. And I think they'll hold off on that one until then. The main event of the evening was Killian Dane versus Matt Riddle. I'm going to tell you right now, this match was awesome. If you watched it, it was hard-hitting. It was everything that you could have wanted between these two guys. Killian Dane actually won the match, which gave Matt Riddle his first loss. Maybe he did lose before. I don't know. But anyway, it's a rare loss for him. And so once that was over, then these guys fought all over the building. It was just crazy. WWE.com had the video of it. Riddle chased him down. I mean, the match was just all over the place. So definitely something cool that those two guys have had. And I doubt that this is the last that we're going to see of this match. And of these two guys, Killian Dane and Matt Riddle. If you hadn't seen that yet on NXT, go back and check that out today. It was definitely something awesome. Vader bombs, the hard hits, ladders. If you go on WWE.com, they have video of the clash outside the arena. There was a senton on a ladder, which was onto Matt Riddle. So again, I think there's just some great stuff to watch for between these two guys moving forward. So with that, that was all of NXT last night. We're obviously getting prepared for NXT moving to the USA Network, and that is going to be some exciting stuff right there. So definitely, if you're one of those people that's excited about new things and new challenges and new opportunities, then I would definitely encourage you to check out the NXT show on the USA Network, and that's going to be coming your way very, very, very soon, next month, as a matter of fact. So, that being said, again, this is James Ludeman. This is the NXT podcast, and we are so excited that you have joined us. Make sure you look us up on Twitter, at NXT This, and we would love to talk with you to learn more about our fans out there. If any fans would like to join the show, you are more than welcome to do that. Just send us a message, we'll get you on, we'll talk some NXT, and that would be great. But till then, have a great rest of your week and a good weekend, and we will see you back here next week live for episode number 2 of This Is NXT the Podcast. Have a great weekend, we'll talk to you next week. See ya.